The mountains of upland Mindanao. Lush forests, farmland, rivers sweep down from these heights towards villages and rice fields, nourishing a food bowl that feeds millions. Tampakan is the home of Nora Puli Sukal, a member of the local Balan tribe. She's a proud woman, deeply connected to this place.
Kapag nakababa ako, tapos doon ako natutulog, ang first na namimiss ko, yung tunog ng tubig. Kasi parang sounds din yun, na pangpatulog. And then yung paggabi, yung parang siyudad, na daming mong mga naririnig. And then, pagka morning, yung mga ano ng ibon, parang ganito. Tapos, ang lamig. Tapos yung mga fogs, parang wala ka nang hanapin, kumbaga parang nasa ano ka na, na wala kang hanapin talaga na gusto mo mag-peace of mind, dito ka.
Big changes have been on the horizon for decades now in Tampakan. The signs of it are all around here. Locals are told not to trespass on land they own. Caution tape now runs through the cornfields. What has always been an ancestral domain is now in the hands of a mining company. Beneath the soil lies untold riches. Tampakan is home to the biggest untapped gold-copper reserve in Southeast Asia. An estimated 3 billion tons of ore lie waiting to be dug up. The mine is not yet operational. In fact, for some 30 years, it's been in dispute. At a time when copper has never been more in demand globally, much is at stake.
The Philippines is trying to position itself as an important player in the EV supply chain. Its vast natural resources could be critical for the region's green transition, but getting to its minerals won't be easy. It's land and communities like this that could be ripped up in the name of extraction. And up here, it's resulted in a mountain divided.
Copper is a highly prized metal. As the world embraces electric vehicles, data centers for AI, and renewable energy systems, demand is on the rise. Each electric vehicle, for example, uses up to 4 times more copper than a conventional car, making it one of the most indispensable materials in a decarbonized economy. But globally, supply is struggling to keep up, making Tampakan one of the most closely watched undeveloped copper projects in the region.
The Philippines has a significant role in this transition process because it has a vast reserves of copper, which is very important in the electric vehicles. And the opportunity there is that the Philippines has not really utilized its mineral reserves.
The mine has approval from the national government, keen to push the Philippines as an emerging hub for key metals. Leaders within the local indigenous community support the project.
So before kami nag-consent, so mahaba yung process namin, almost 10 years bago kami nag-consent na magpasok sila sa aming ancestral domain. Malaki talagang opportunities na yung ancestral domain namin ay mayroon talagang positive resources. So, kasi parang ano yan eh, we want to start the project na gusto na talaga.
Nora once supported it too. Now, she opposes it.
Yes po. Wala nung nagkaroon ng pera. May kanya-kanyang pera na parang nawala na yung ano, yung dating tribo, dating Blaan. Parang masakit din na isipin bakit pinagpalit sa ganitong bagay na dahil lang dito sa pera. Siyempre, pera ang pinakapunot dulo eh.
Her concerns are what happens to this place if an enormous open pit mine starts to operate. And it's a feeling shared widely by activists, religious leaders, and local government officials. All three have joined forces to try and stop Tampakan over a long period of time.
Fortunately, we were able to sustain the campaign for more than 30 years. the longest running anti-mining campaign na hindi na nagalaw yung bundok, because we will not allow them to turn even a single stone in our mountains. To the last man and to the last drop of blood that we have, we will engage them on the ground or in the technical and legal arena. So, ganun siya ka-importante.
René Pamplona has been a big obstacle in the mining plan ever since the project was first conceived back in the 1990s by an Australian company. His main concern is that the proposed mine sits in a mountainous watershed. Small creeks feed larger rivers that flow towards agricultural land and irrigation systems supporting farms across Mindanao, as well as providing drinking water sources for many people.
Pag ma-disrupt mo yung aquifer sa baba, pwede kong sabihin na tens of millions of people ay posible magkakaroon ng statement lang siya. Statement siya, pero kailangan natin ng precautionary measures for this, because there's no such thing as rehabilitation of aquifer. We have to defend our last frontier. We have to defend our watershed. We have to defend our life support system in this region.
The Philippines has a rough track record when it comes to the sustainability of mining projects. It has some people worried about the social cost too.
It's plain stupidity for me, no, to start that project there. At what cost do we get the copper to have EV? It's not simply of getting EV and stopping global warming, but in the long run, we resort to something that will only worsen our problem. I'm not saying we don't need copper, but there should be limits. At what cost? In what ways? In what places do we get them? No, there are things that we should consider.
The company behind the Tampakan project is called Sagittarius Mines, or SMI. Its executives did not want to be interviewed for this story. It's privately registered in the Philippines, but its ownership is unclear. Reports emerged in 2024 that a Chinese state-owned aluminium producer was considering a $2 billion US dollar stake in SMI, though that has not been publicly confirmed. This lack of transparency is a problem for the local mayor, who wants to negotiate the project but doesn't know who's actually in charge.
Since I became a mayor, I never talked to anybody. I respect mining because I always believe that it is a science. It is a well-studied industry. But the location of the mining is another story. 70% of our place is mountainous, and the mining area is located at the top of the highest location above my hometown. From 1,000 above sea level, if there will be disastrous events at that area, what will happen to the households at the lower level? Because at the end of the day, although we believe that they are responsible, but all of us are human and bonded to mistakes. And how bulletproof are our plans for our protection of our lives?
Given there's potentially more than 150 billion US dollars worth of copper in Tampakan, this fight has huge consequences. For a nation seeking a bigger role in the global critical minerals race, and for a special patch of land whose destruction could prove ruinous for many.